WHCL, Clinton, New York. Was Shall We Dance? And yeah, I feel like dancing. As a matter of fact, if you feel like dancing, you can dance to that band. This coming Monday night at Sophia's Restaurant in downtown Manhattan on Broadway and 6th Avenue, I believe. I'm just guessing. But yeah, in that area, you know, Sophia's is in the Hotel Edison. The Club Cachet is downstairs, and every Monday night, $15 cover, $15 minimum, you can dance to the absolutely gorgeous and danceable and beautiful and wonderful hot rhythms of Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks. And Dan Levinson is going to be with him this week, too. And I imagine all the other guys, too, that usually play with him. But, yes, he's playing this Monday, which is, let me do some quick math in my head. I think it's the 17th. Yes, indeed. It's the 17th. So, you know, August 17th, you know, it's a Monday. You know, Mondays are terrible, but go down and dance. You'll feel better for the rest of the week. And before that, oh, yes, that was Shall We Dance, and that was from Cheek to Cheek, and you can order that through, you know, there's a link there I put up. So it's a lot easier. If you want to go to Amazon, you'll spend like $85 on it, I'd never do that. Spend $85 on a CD on Amazon. Those pirates, those terrible people. those profiteers. Hey, I get it from Vince Giordano. He's got a ton of them. You can buy one from him, and it'll be a lot less money. Before that, we had Molly Ryan, Hooray for Love from Songbird in the Moonlight, which came out this year, 2008. Well, last year, but close enough. Lovely sounds there, Hooray for Love. Dan Levinson on the reeds. Mark Shane on the piano. I believe Kevin Dorn on the drums, and I'm missing somebody, but that's just because my brain has just imploded. But basically, that's great sounds there. And there's somebody that if she were playing the Oak Room or or some similar venue, my wife and I would load up the jalopy and travel down to the big city to hear her. So, yes. And she's got her own itinerary, too. So, you know, MollyRyan.com. That's linked. There's so many links and so many plugs. You know, I got so many plugs tonight that the electrical codes people will come in and tell me to cut it out. So, I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to unplug a little bit here with some unplugged music, actually. Very acoustic, indeed. Here's on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's the original Memphis Five in 1924. The Meanest Blues. And I have those occasionally.
The dreamer, the clown, The dreamer and lover are always in tears. The clown spreads sunshine around. The life with a smile is a life worthwhile. So clown till the curtain comes down. Even though you're only make-believing, laugh, clown, laugh. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real Punchinello fellow. You're supposed to brighten up a place and laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown. Don't frown. Yes, in your Bastille, Cuba, be a palliate, your laugh, clown, laugh. Thank you.
And that was the Golden Gate Orchestra, and I guess that's obviously the California Ramblers. I didn't hear Adrian Rollini. He must have been on the boat going over to Elizalde by then, or something, because it was 1928. He was probably over there making records with Fred Elizalde. But you did have, it was a tuba in there. It wasn't quite the same as it always was before. But the Golden Gate Orchestra, Billy Murray on the vocal, and he did pretty well there. It's not really his kind of song, but he'd take what work he could get, and it was nice to have, you know, usually Irving is on every single one of those, or Arthur Field, so it's nice to have Billy Murray crop up once in a while, and on a Harmony product, it was a Diva 78, but obviously Harmony, Diva, Velvetone, those labels. Before that, the Harmonians, which was on a Diva. Strangely enough, it wasn't the Devonians. It was the Harmonians. So that just shows. Irving Kaufman, really there. And he was really belting in there. Laugh, Clown, Laugh, also from 28. I guess, no, he wasn't doing that acting monologue. Everybody, we're always looking for copies of that, by the way. If anybody's got any copies where they do the little recitative, which always ends in acting. we like that. So anybody's got one of those, send me an email with an MP3. I love that stuff. Before that, we had the original Memphis Five, 1924. Same group as previously we heard at the beginning of the show. That was Meanest Blues. And, of course, Frank Signorelli, Phil Napoleon on cornet, and Jimmy Lytle, clarinet, Charlie Pinelli, I believe, on the trombone. And I think Jack Roth on the drums. That's just a guess. My brain is doing the best it can tonight under the circumstances. And those circumstances are warm here in Clinton, New York, at WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Charlie Barnett. And no, wait a minute. Dubin's Dandies. I'm getting ahead of myself. Dubin's Dandies, Adrian Schubert Group, the Strollers Quartet, none of whom I can quite identify. In 1930, She Stole My Heart. She's a kleptomaniac. Thank you. Oh, life can't get any better than this. It just can't. It just cannot get any better. I'm sorry. In as much as you want it to, it just doesn't, because this is perfect. So, this is it. That was the West End Jazz Band, and boy, oh boy, I swear they sound, they're the six pieces going like 60. Just amazing, amazing musicians. Mike Beason is the genius arranger behind West End Jazz Band. That's a Henderson chart, St. Louis Shuffle, and they just kicked that one. That's amazing stuff. 2008, that was recorded. That's their Rivermont CD, and it's okay if you buy that one on Amazon. It's they'll get some of that money, but it's all over the place. You can buy it through a lot of outlets, actually. But I've got a link to it if you want to pick that one up. That's a good CD. My other CDs, too. But go to their website, which I also have linked. That's on my Radiola blog, which is, type Radiola into Google. That's the easiest way to get there. I'm right near the top, unless some other interloper has gotten in there and has usurped my number one status. But generally speaking, I'm right near the top, if not at the top, of Radiola. If you type Radiola into Google, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Great work there. That's their newest CD, and every home should have one. Yes. Before that, Jack Payne, Tiger Rag. Great recording, and that had a lot more bass before I got to it. It was just sort of booming out, and had was a little bit of equalization made that thing sound a lot better. It's a good record. It just sounds a lot better when you take out the bass sounds about twice as much as it has to. Dubin's Dandies before that, an Adrian Schubert organization or group in the studio of the American Record Corporation or whatever, the Plaza Group or whatever you want to call it at that point. Stroller's Quartet on Romeo. She Stole My Heart. Yes. And we're trying to track that down, by the way. I hope she's keeping it under refrigeration. 1930. Yes, this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I was just informed my one of my major listeners, in fact my major listener, called me up to let me know that the Gray Fox has written to me for the email that I never check while I'm in the studio, to let me know that he's not going to be in tonight. So we'll just we'll just close it up here, and that's fine. I'm glad he wrote. I just I have to rely on my network of informants to find out just what's going on. I don't check emails much in the studio because I'm too wrapped up in my own stuff here. So if you sent me an email, I probably won't see it till I get home, and it's that's okay. It's it's not like I have to answer everything immediately either, but I generally do so once I look at it. But yes, I found out the Gray Fox is going to be prowling elsewhere rather than here at WHCL tonight. So you'll be on next week. It won't be a week. Next week, of course, you'll tune in to Mark Fuller, and here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, Clinton, New York. And Mark Fuller's on at 6. I'll be on at 8, and the Gray Fox will have done what he had to do, and he'll be back in at 10. That's how it works. But I do appreciate that he wrote to me and let me know that. So, and I appreciate my number one listener letting me know too that I had an email that was of such moment, and I trust we'll discuss that later. And I appreciate it. I really do. I gotta say that. I'm not technically adept, but I do what I can. Here's the Charlie Barnett Orchestra at the Glen Island Casino back in 1936 off an old Buff Bluebird. And it doesn't really sound like Charlie Barnett. Now, you think of Charlie Barnett, you think of a hot band. This is a sweet band. Joe Hostetter on the vocal in 1936. And here's another guy who misplaced his heart. She Stole My Heart. Where is my heart? I don't know. Well, let's look for it. It's not under the couch, is it?
heart. I need it so. I seem to be sort of a heartless Romeo. Can't you realize I'm helpless without it? Then sympathize and do something about it. Where is my heart? Here is my clue. I know that I lost it when I met you.
Thank you.
And I thought we'd finish with a little Shirley Temple theme there for the end. Yes, I don't know about the beginning of it, but we'll get to that in a minute. Dan Levinson in the Swing Wing, Molly Ryan on the vocal, yes. Singing with, the Swing Wing at the Codfish Ball from the album of the same name, which is linked. Again, you know where to find the links if you can't, it's not in the freezer with the Jimmy Dean sausages. No, it's on Radiola blog, and that's true. And that group had that Dan on all the reeds, Randy Reinhardt, cornet, Jim Fryer, trombone, Mark Shane, piano, Matt Munisteri, who also works, I think, with Catherine Russell a lot, is on guitar, Mike Weatherly on bass, Kevin Dorn on drums, and that's the group. And that came out last year, and that's basically what Dan plays most of the time, in addition to his Canary Cottage work and his Roof Garden Jazz Band, which are labors of love. This is probably what puts the food on the table, more or less. But it's, you know, very swing oriented, very very happy music, and it fits with what I do here on Radiola, keeping the music alive. And he's keeping the music alive in performance. They all are, yes. Before that, Vincent Rose and his orchestra, Dorothy Brent on the Good Ship Lollipop, 1934. Well, if you get a tummy ache, I think a diabetic coma is more likely, but still, it's a nice song, 1934. Beginning with Charlie Burnett and the Glen Allen Casino Orchestra, Joe Hostetter, and that guitar in there, that's weird stuff. That's real sweet stuff. Speaking of sweet, where is my heart? Well, you know, we'll have a put an ad in the Penny Saver. You'll find it. Don't worry. You know, somebody will find it, and they'll turn it in. You know, Lost and Found will have it. Here's Johnny Noble and Johnny Noble's Hawaiians in 1929. Emma Bush singing here. I guess I don't know. Ella Koki. That's how I'd pronounce it, but I'd probably be wrong. Oh, Swamp Fire by Les Brown and his Duke University Blue Devils. And that is the only recording of Swamp Fire that I've heard that is actually hot. That's a good recording of that. Usually they play it pretty much by the notes, or and I think the Sheffield is cute, but boy, that's a good recording. And that's off the Decca 78. I don't think that's ever been reissued. So, you know, I hope you're listening. And before that, Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, California, Here I Come. And Claude was just a stride monster. What a player on that piano. Oh, my goodness. 1933. That's from Rich Conaty's Big Broadcast Volume 4. And there is a link to that that CD. And, of course, that's the best way to get it. But you can find it if you look around. But that's I would suggest you get it the way the link is. And we'll be playing one more selection from that. Not the one in one of my emails that I sent out, because I wanted to trim the playlist, because I assumed there would be somebody on after me, but I'm going to relax a little bit. We're going to drift past 10 tonight, so don't, unless you, you know, I don't have anything better to do. Lord knows I don't have anything better to do than Radiola. So if you want to stick around for a few minutes, we're going to be, we'll close it around a little, but you know, you'll be able to watch most of your show that's on at 10, so don't worry about it. Before that, we had Johnny Noble's Hawaiians, Amabus, and Ella Cookie, 1929, and I'll never pronounce that properly, so please don't send me any guides to that. Yesterday, we lost a really amazing musician, and it's very sad when that happens, especially someone who'd been on the planet as long as he had, and playing as long, and we thought he was going to go on forever, just like we thought El Galadoro was going to go on forever, and in fact, they played together, but we lost Les Paul, who was a brilliant musician, brilliant inventor, innovator. Most of what I play on the show does not include his inventions or innovations, because it's of a certain time period, but I must say that he was a genius, and of course, he couldn't help what other people did with his inventions later on, but he did very well with them. Before he began to do all that, though, in 1944, he was on a Paul Whiteman broadcast, and Judy Garland is also here with a vocal. It's a Kern medley of Jerome Kern tunes, and ostensibly and possibly, El Galadoro is somewhere in this orchestra, this vast Whiteman thing he's got going. You won't hear him probably or distinctly, but there's always a chance they were playing together on this. So I like to think of them together. So here's the Kern medley from 1944 Philco Radio show of Paul Whiteman's. I know that. Goodness. Well, this will be as close to a legal ID as we're going to get this hour. WHCL, Clinton, New York. Anyway, Les Paul was 94, stepped off the planet to great, you know, sadness around all of us who appreciated his talent and his genius, and he had both. And there you could hear just what a guitarist he was before he began to do all these other things later on. So I think you have to appreciate him as a pure guitarist and as an innovator, but here we'll do that. So we got a couple more things. We're just going to kick around. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we're here every Friday night at 8 p.m. I also urge you to tune in next week at 6 and listen to Mark Fuller's Retro Country, the best country of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And Mark knows his country. Boy, does he know it. And plays it every week, and it's just, you know, just like you remember it, just like you want to hear it. You don't hear it anywhere else except here on WHCL. 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And now another selection from Rich Connedy's CD, the Big Broadcast Volume 4 on Rivermont. And I have to give a big, you know, a big kudos to Brian Wright for his amazing work in either in bringing out CDs of living artists and of these reissues that are impeccable. They're just impeccably done. And this one was a transfer done by Brian of a German 78 from 1934, which sounds, you know, it sounds like it's, you know, not a good time for Germany, but you couldn't tell that by listening to this. This is Hans Bond and his dance orchestra in 1934, and there's no inkling anything is wrong with this record. It's just hot jazz. Get Hot Foot.